The one phrase that kept coming up at today's state Senate hearing on regulatory reform in Syracuse was death by a thousand cuts. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, manufacturers were the focus today as lawmakers travel around the state to identify regulations that are getting in the way of business.
One of the regulations State Senator John DeFrancisco called asinine at today's hearing springs from the Wage Theft Prevention Act. Employers are required to give employees a yearly notice regarding their compensation, information that's already on their paycheck. Nathan Andrews, president of Morse Manufacturing in East Syracuse, does this personally.
It's the same conversation every time I walk out back. Well, what is this? Well, it's to show you that I'm not stealing from you. Well, what's on it? Well, it's the same information that's on your paycheck. Well, why do I have to sign it? Well, New York State makes us do that. It's a nonsensical requirement.
Manufacturers' organizations say individually regulations like this don't impede business. But when you add this to other regulations from a dozen different state agencies, there's a chilling effect on business expansion, and it also solidifies the state's reputation as anti-business. Lawmakers are hoping to come up with recommendations later this year, culled from these hearings, that would eliminate some of the outdated or duplicative regulations mandated by state government. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.